Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here's your host, Dr. Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director of CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thanks for listening to Telling Future Generations, where we seek to ignite God's people with a passion and to equip them in telling future generations about God and His Word. Just recently, Child Evangelism Fellowship held our annual fall fundraising event in Washington, Illinois for the first time at Bethany Community Church. Before our guest speaker, Gracia Burnham, came up to share, some of our CEF staff members shared a ministry report primarily about our previous summer ministry season. The first report was given by our new camp director, Mark Andrews, who oversees our CEF Camp Good News in Washington, Illinois. We are so thankful that the Lord has blessed Child Evangelism Fellowship with a camp ministry all these years since 1955, going on 60-plus years. Camp ministry for CEF is a special evangelistic and a deeper discipleship tool, all designed to help us reach children and youth, young people in our community and throughout our state for Christ. I hope you enjoyed listening to Mark Andrews, also known at camp as Mr. Moose, as he shares just a brief report of camp ministry at Camp Good News this summer.
Our camp theme this summer, which was being created for purpose. And so look at how God created us. And you know, as we look at this, our camp has also been created for a purpose. There's some special stuff that takes place on camp. And so if you look at our mission statement and our goal, it's a place that where Jesus Christ transforms the lives of kids through biblical teaching, meaningful relationships, and outdoor adventure. And as they come into the camp, there's a lot of stuff that takes place. So if you look at even the biblical teaching, this is a spot and an environment where they get to learn about God and foremost and everything around it. And so we pray and we invite them to be part of that as much as we can. One of the special things is that through the program, they have a daily devotional time that they do on their own. We also do Bible memory time, but we also just do some chapel time that where we can teach them about the Word of God and kind of give them some challenges in their life. But then the other thing that happens is our counselors who are there, they come out and they do devotions with these kids, and they'd be able to talk with them on one-on-one and kind of create a great environment through the process. But there's a lot of fun that takes place at camp as well. We have a lot of activities that are fun for them to do. But even with those activities, we have, you know, giant swing, we have singing, we have archery, we got a zip line that everyone loves. We have a pool during the summer that they get to come splash in. But through that, it's all process of just getting them excited about camp. And through that process, we can also just keep on talking about what God is doing in the lives of throughout their week there. So that's something that's very special. And then it's all about a good community of stuff that goes on where campers from all churches, all walks of their faith can come together, and some are not churched even, and they can be able to integrate and come and learn about this God who is about community. And so when they come into the environment, it's something that we love being able to be used by God in order to do the not just the fun, but the work of training and discipling them. And not only our campers, our counselors are getting ministered to while they're here. This last year, we had over 40 staff, and we had specifically 24 SALT members that were part of our program. And these SALT members, they're kind of 13 or 14-year-olds who they get to be involved in the program, and through that process, they get to help the camp, but they also get ministered to. They get to be part of the program as well. But our counselors, they also get to be ministered to, where they get to be used by God in order to minister to these kids. And so we are thankful that God was able to provide the staff that we had this year, because going into it, it's one of those things that we were short-staffed, and in 2 weeks' time, we gained 8 staff, and it was a hallelujah that we can be able to kind of do that. So the other thing I'm supposed to mention, another fun thing, we talked about created for a purpose and doing some activities with that, and one of the fun activities we just did with the kids, just to we want them to search for their purpose, but we also wanted them to search for a poipus, okay? And so we had a fun little dolphin that they went out and searched. We hid around there and so that they could kind of find it and look around for it and as a fun way to kind of get them to look for the purpose. But their purpose is hopefully a little bit bigger than this one. So let me just tell you a quick. So we had about 216 campers that came out. Half of them were first time coming to camp. So they were with me. It was my first time at this camp too, because I just started in February. I forgot to mention that. So, and then and through that we had 27 campers at least scholarshiped that came. There's some that had partial scholarship as well. That's not included, but about 27 had full scholarship, and that was thanks to a lot of donations and a lot of people, specifically this church. They gave a lot of money in order to help a lot of the campers that came through the, because we, one of the weeks that we do is a Camp Good News Club week, where all the Camp Good News clubs, which Jill will be talking about in a little bit, come, and so they were able to have their own week and do it. And so it's a great time to be able to interact with them. Some of these kids, they never get a chance to do this. And so it's super special to see them come out. And there's a story of some three boys that came from the Peoria club that came out to camp. And I got to know them a little bit more deep because as the camp director, I was in part of some of the program. And they kept on coming to my program. And so I got to know them a little bit better. And it was a special thing because even that week, one of the kids accepted Christ as their Savior. And so it was not to my benefit, not because of me or anything I did, but because they just saw that there's something special that's going on with that. And so we had about 12 decisions for Christ throughout the summer. And so, you know, we were thankful for every single one that we get. Now, the other thing that's kind of I like to mention is that we had, out of 216 kids, we had about 32 that were not connected with a church. And that's one of those things that this is an environment that allows kids that might not be connected to a church to come and have their own version of a church through the camp. And we don't align ourselves with any one particular church, but we invite them to get involved in the churches, in the community, because we feel that Christ can impact their ministry, but it's the church that helps them develop their faith. And so we do look at that and hope for that. But I just wanted to show you some of the things that we had some campers say some thank yous for the scholarships that they came. And so some of this is their thankfulness. If you see some of the slides up there, and if you want to see them in the back, they're great. But one of the ones that you can't quite read there, it says, "Thank you for letting me come to camp and paying for me to get to enjoy this week of camp." And there's a lot of thank you for letting me come to camp. And one says, "I'm very thankful for my friends and counselors that were able to help them through that." But we thank you for all of you who support camp through prayer, through giving, through the ministry that we have. And I look forward to finishing my year in February and doing that.
I hope you enjoyed listening to the good news about Camp Good News and about what the Lord did this summer in and through the lives of the children and our staff. Also, as we come to the end of this fiscal calendar year of 2023, if you're looking for a way to have gospel impact and to bless a child's life, possibly in a way that they will remember for the rest of their life, you might prayerfully consider giving a gift towards our Camp Scholarship Fund. $350 covers a full week of camp per child, but all the funds given all work together in our Camp Scholarship Fund to help make it possible to send children to camp who otherwise might not be able to attend. In fact, one of our weeks of camp this coming summer is for our CEF Good News Club children who attend a weekly after-school Bible club, a Good News Club, throughout the school year. Through their faithful attendance, Bible memory verses learned, and devotional quiet times completed, they are encouraged to earn a scholarship to a week-long at summer camp at Camp Good News. Our goal this summer is to send at least 50 or more children to camp through our Camp Scholarship Program for a life-changing week at Camp Good News. If you're interested in sponsoring a child to a full week of camp or even a partial camp scholarship, please contact our Child Advancement Fellowship of Illinois State Office at 309-688-9699. That's 309-688-9699, or visit us at our website at cefofillinois.com. I want to thank you again for your prayers and support for our CEF of Illinois statewide ministry, and also for our camp ministry, that special ministry that God has blessed us with in reaching boys and girls across the state, sharing with them the good news of Christ. Thanks again for listening, and we do hope you join us again next week as we continue to air from our fall event with Gracia Burnham, and also our ministry reports from our staff of what God did this past summer in and through the ministry of CEF. Until then, God bless.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.
This Christmas, you can give the ultimate Christmas gift to a child in need when you partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to host a Christmas party for unchurched children. You can share the gift of the good news of Jesus Christ. Parties can be held in various locations, and CEF will supply the training and tools for a fun and interactive party that children will enjoy. Join Christmas Across America and help reach the next generation for Christ this Christmas. To learn more, call your local CEF chapter.
Call 688-9699.